Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Happy Thursday morning, Ricks. We are the Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, Monumental Sports Network as well on the TV side. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to cropmetcalf.com. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes, where you find me on the Twitter, at Cakes Flops on Instagram. Please give a follow.
Mm-hmm.
Joined by Jason Bishop.
Morning, everybody. Happy Thursday.
Hello. Happy Thursday to you.
We're getting there. Getting there to the end of the week.
We certainly are. John Paul Flame is here.
You ask people for a follow. I'm wondering, what are the last things you've posted on Instagram?
Instagram's been a while.
Ask for the follow. I'm wondering, what do I get? I already follow you. I don't know.
You probably get one post a month.
A poker chip post?
Yeah, it's probably
is the last post. I see a picture of poker chips.
Yeah,
I think when he goes on vacation, you get to see the water socks and... Maybe
that is true.
You know,
I'll make like a beer pyramid of all the local beers I'll be enjoying that week.
Looks right. Like your last three posts on Cakes Flops on Instagram, a charcuterie board.
Yep, that was on vacation.
A picture of the National Stadium.
Yes.
Baseball cakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And poker chips.
Yeah. I need to do a little more work on the gram.
Yeah.
Well, you had some poker chips last night for a while.
But
then they started to dwindle.
That dwindled, and you get them in with what you think's a decent hand until the villain turns over a better hand, and then he takes all your chips. But that's the nature of the game. That's the way
crazy game works.
Crazy game of poker.
And you finish seven out of the cash.
Seven spots away, which might as well be a billion miles away from the cash.
Mm-hmm. Been there, done that. So you're up late.
I got to bed around 12:15.
That's late.
Yeah, it's not horrible.
Not the latest I've gone to bed at MGM National Harbor.
It's not two.
I felt worse for my son, who got his chips in good with pocket kings against a guy who flips over pocket sevens. Then the guy flops a set of sevens and turns the last seven in the deck to completely just ramboozle my kid and send him on his way, packing out the door. But that's the way the cards fall sometimes.
Yeah. Well,
what are you gonna do?
Hey, you've cashed out plenty. You're a net.
That is true.
You're a net big time winner.
That part is definitely true.
You love it.
Certainly.
So I mean, hey, there's no complaints.
Yeah, it's my most fun side hustle,
right?
And most profitable side hustle too.
I would say, and I gotta think about this, but outside of doing the show, you know, outside of being with your kids, whatever.
Yeah.
Playing poker is the single most enjoyable thing for you.
Probably right.
Yeah, loves it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you rather play poker
or
watch a Caps game down the stretch?
Ooh.
Well, if the Caps are in it, you know.
Well, like they are now.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. Am I at the Caps game or I'm just watching?
No,
at home?
Just watching at home. I think you'd rather be at the casino, at the casino.
I do like watching the Caps try to qualify for the playoffs,
but
it's close.
But
it's like 60-40,
but I'd rather
be seeing flops because here's the uptick, the takeaway.
Yeah.
I can see flops and watch the Caps game at MGM National Harbor. I can do two things at once.
You can.
So there you have it.
And I just know you because you're like the other day, I did the same thing when it got to 4-2. I just cut it off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're never going to do that in poker. No. I mean, you're going to grind it out.
Grind till the end.
Till the
do
very
you prefer
end.
It over you still play tennis and pickleball?
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
if you had an
one.
Invitation at the mm-hmm. same time, you yeah. can play poker or you can play tennis oh, and pickleball.
Always going to play poker every time.
I'll select poker. Poker yeah. wins.
I got
I mean,
it.
I really like playing tennis too. And yeah, pickleball. I like both of those things.
You can play pickleball anytime.
Yeah, but I play tennis every weekend. So it's good.
I know. It's fine.
I'll go play poker.
Yeah, you're going to play poker.
I'm a degenerate. I like playing poker.
It's his favorite activity other than like being with his kids or whatever. It's his favorite activity.
It's yeah. my jam.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
He loves it.
Yeah.
What's your single favorite activity? Gambling. This is just gambling.
Golf.
Golf. I would answer for me at this point in my life right now, other than doing stuff with my kids or going to my
kids'
game.
That's why I'm so frustrated that my shoulder can't get back to where it was last year. I haven't played since early November.
So what has replaced that for you? Like, what joy do you have in your life?
Yeah, not
you
much.
Need, you need to yeah. find a...
I'm not a happy person.
You need to find something to fill that void.
No,
I
honestly,
mean, you know that for a fact.
You've been a lot happier over the last 10 years.
Yeah, but I'm still not a very happy person.
Yeah, you are.
Not really.
You know what I would say for you? It's going out to eat and
socialize.
And,
yeah. Yeah, but
you know
what?
Meeting bartenders.
I don't socialize as much as I...
That would be way down on my list.
Yeah, no,
I don't socialize as much as you think I do.
Well, you're so busy at the bank socializing with those.
Oh, I like the people at the bank, but that's only for a few minutes.
But I think
there's
the
a lot of people
of
I don't talk to anymore.
Oh, really? People you've just shut out of your life?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not for any particular reason. I just don't like Tommy Horsecamp.
Mm-hmm.
I never talk to Tommy Horsecamp. I talk to him once a year, and that's when he has
it's Chris Kringle.
Actually, we're in a fantasy football league together.
Yeah,
yeah.
So we'll talk, you know, sometime in that's late August.
I talk to Horsey. When it's around time for the homies league draft, and then if I show up for Chris Kringle,
yeah,
there
he's
you
not
have
good.
It.
He's not good at keeping up. I'm sick of the same thing.
Well, he's probably also doing. It's probably smack dab in the middle of cut 'em up season. It's probably not that fun to be around.
I think
around
he's on like nine different
if
softball
he's
teams.
Carb cutting and
you know,
and not eating anything. He's probably grumpy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I don't know. I can't answer that question.
JP. Not family related.
I mean, I like playing sports now. I don't play basketball. That would be my
number
one.
I know, but currently,
one.
What's your current number one thing?
Working out. But I mean, I like socializing. Like, I know on Saturday night, probably go out with friends.
Right.
I coach a lot. I'm coaching soccer. I coach basketball. So that takes up a lot. It's fun.
Right. All right. He has a lot of fun things. For me, I think other than with family stuff,
yeah.
it's golf.
Golf and sauna.
I play golf
sauna.
Once a week.
Sauna.
Golf and sauna are up
there.
No, but
there. I'm just saying with the highlight. I do a lot of stuff, but I mean, the highlight. The thing I enjoy the most. Dude.
Yeah, to me, golf is more the socializing aspect. Like, I get together with some of my buddies playing golf now. A lot of them I used to play basketball with.
Right. No, for me, it's just the sheer challenge of trying to hit one pure every time.
Sure, trying to stripe it.
That's it.
But I also would say, and this will sound terrible, watching TV. I watch TV with my wife. We watch certain shows.
I couldn't find anything to watch yesterday.
But there was nothing on last night.
I hadn't turned the TV on until it was about 9:05.
Yesterday was a TV dead zone.
I don't really watch that much TV unless there's a game or something. Or you know, I have a couple shows I like. I do like American
Could
Idol.
Watch the Nats get a curly
I watched the Nats.
I'm not
for about five
it's
innings.
It's hard for me to get geeked up. I'm just being honest.
Gallo hit a monster home run. We were talking about him yesterday, how he was 0-for-12 with
What's
six
he,
strikeouts.
Like 1-for-16 now?
Yeah. No, he had three hits last
night. Yeah, he was on a heater last night.
Mm-hmm. He was due.
It's hard for me to get excited, but hopefully I can for the Nats, but I'll be honest with you. It's hard for me to.
Every win means a lot to Cakes and I.
Certainly does.
Yeah.
We're sweating every single curly dub.
I was a Strauss guy. As kind of prickly as he was,
yeah.
He's gone.
So that's so having
I was a
Strauss
Max
guy.
Gone, I like
you're
those
losing
guys.
Some fervor.
I love watching those guys.
Yeah.
I haven't really adopted the young guys yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You haven't fallen in love with Mackenzie Gore or Josiah Gray yet?
No.
JoJo's got to pitch much better.
I feel like those guys are good. They're not great. They're not. I'm
talking
about
Max
the guys
Scherzer's
I love.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, the guys I'm talking about were elite.
Yeah, I mean that's a different level.
The even Bryce who hit three bombs the other day.
That you know what you were in love with the Nats when they actually had a high payroll.
Stars.
When they actually paid people.
I mean, what is it? What is a cliche? I get sized for greatness.
Sure.
Yeah, I think I coined that.
Right. You may have that. Put it on a T-shirt.
Yeah. Back padding machine. I did. I did coin that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get sites for greatness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't see a lot of greatness over there right
not
now.
I'm seeing a ton of it on the staff.
The only, and I've said this a million times, the only team I accept just pure mediocrity or not, and I torture myself with is the Skins. Right. The only team I allow myself to just be tortured by. Mm-hmm.
CJ Abrams is going to be an all-star next year.
All right. I hope so.
Put that in the book. Next, this year, maybe not. Next year, all-star.
All right. All right.
Good for him. Hope he does.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. He's fun to watch.
What
man.
Was the final of the game?
5-3, I think.
5-3? All right.
Yeah.
Gallo went three, hit 3 for 4 or something, and he hit only one bomb. Is that what you said?
Yeah, he had one bomb and had 3 hits, and they won 5-3. And Abrams had a couple hits and a couple RBIs. Pitching was better. Finnegan was much better than his last save opportunity. He got a save, and then they played it at 4. JoJo has to bounce back from that awful opener.
Mm-hmm. Well, JoJo's good, not great. So you never know what you're going to get with him.
Correct.
Right.
But like I said, every win's big for Cakes and I. So
It is.
My 4 biggest overplays this year were the Nats, the Cubs, the Reds, and the Orioles.
I feel like
I'm looking really good in 3 of the 4.
I feel like I should have gone a little bigger with my bet. I bet $100 on the season long sweat.
No, what'd you bet? $100?
$100.
Trust me.
You think 100 is appropriate?
I don't think you want to get too crazy with that one.
Yeah, maybe 200.
I don't think you want to get too crazy.
Maybe dabble with 3, but I didn't.
I think.
You know what? I made a responsible bet.
Yeah, you were very responsible.
I didn't go too crazy.
Right.
So that's what you had last night.
So I know that on Twitter there was even my wife was talking about the UConn plane and you know whatever they had issues and their difficulty getting out of there. What did anything happen overnight that I didn't?
I know
see?
That they're waiting on another plane to show up.
Everybody
to
is
transport
there,
them to Arizona.
But UConn,
I guess.
Right. Right. Drab, did anything happen overnight, like while we were sleeping?
I think they took off. I think so.
Okay, yeah. Good. All right.
Do they like not have a wealthy donor that can just be
I'm
like,
sure
hey,
they...
here's a couple of private planes, like
I'm
fly
sure.
out to Arizona on our private planes?
I'm sure. I mean,
don't they have deep-pocketed
I'm sure,
alums but... that can hook them?
Yeah, but I mean, they're probably not
yeah, but you
sized
charter...
to spend $100,000 or whatever.
You charter know? A plane, it should get there.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I generally agree with that. It should be the case.
Dude. I follow this account called Historic Vids, okay?
Yeah.
It's kind of, I don't know if you ever
seen it. I've seen it on Twitter,
and it has awesome stuff on there. And there's a video of, I guess it happened in the early 2000s, of two Japanese airliners heading right towards each other.
Okay. That sounds terrifying.
No, they're like,
I don't like the sound of that.
It's several thousand feet in the air. I don't know, maybe 10,000 feet. I don't know what they are. And then they both just start dipping to try to avoid each other. They say on the video within 400 feet of hitting each other, mid-air collision.
That is like, terrifying.
They're like 777.
Yeah, that was like computer-generated video.
So it's fake? Oh, it's computer-generated
video.
It's
just a simulation of what actually happened.
I couldn't figure out how they had video of it.
When did this happen?
2001. Or something. I thought that's what it was. You saw the video too?
Now I'm blaming you for that historic vid stuff always in my timeline because you're probably obsessed with it.
I haven't. I don't think I've retweeted
just
many of it.
Just start popping up out of nowhere all the time on my
I love it. I love it. I love it all. Did you see the one about, so this is pretty cool. I don't know if this was historic vids. It might have been. But so in Taipei, they had the earthquake or whatever, right?
Yeah. 7.3,
a big one. They have a 1,600 foot skyscraper. And on between the 88th floor and the 92nd floor, they have a big-ass ball to balance so that when there are earthquakes or that wind blows, that the freaking building doesn't topple over or it doesn't sway too much. And so it's an architectural marvel. Mm. And it definitely kicked in during the 7.3 earthquake.
Man, 7.3. Can you imagine that in D.C. if there was a 7.3?
Man, places what being ruins.
It's a disaster is what it is. An
I think
utter
they
disaster.
Said 1,000 people are missing.
You see that? The one video I saw was just that building just collapsing right on the street. It's awful.
Well, some of the buildings are just completely tilted, like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. They're just like on an angle, waiting to fall
over. Yeah.
So it's getting awful. Back to the UConn plane, it took off finally at 1:30. Hasn't landed yet, I don't think. I think it's supposed to land at 6:30 East Coast time.
Mm.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries,
and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So any second. Any second, they'll be descending. All right, they'll be there. I mean, you knew it would get resolved, but it was just kind of, it was, you know, not that much going on yesterday. It was like the big viral story. It even captured the attention of my wife.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Ray Allen couldn't book them a plane?
I'm sure he could.
Jim Calhoun? Anybody?
I'm sure he could.
Can anybody? Randy Edsel?
I don't know if Edsel would want to.
probably would.
I don't think that really ended on great terms.
Yeah, I don't think it did.
I don't think Randy's coach anymore, right?
I think Randy's retired.
He's playing golf.
I think he's just retired.
That guy loves golf.
Certainly.
He loves golf.
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah. And he got skinny.
Drop some bills.
Remember? And I think he stayed skinny.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for that guy.
For him.
All right, when we come back, we get into the Junk Sports page. A lot went down yesterday. Big trade in the NFL. Stephon Diggs is on the move, in case you didn't hear. We'll talk Wiz Lakers and more. We'll do the Junk Sports page next here on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.